From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, February 22nd. The United Airlines plane that rained debris over Broomfield on Saturday is under investigation. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
The plane had a catastrophic engine failure right after takeoff, and federal regulators are trying to find out why. On Sunday, Broomfield police released dispatch calls about the incident.
121, this is going to be an airliner that looks like it exploded. There are parts everywhere.
They also released emergency calls.
Oh, my God.
Hang on 1 second. We're getting blown up with 911 calls. Give me a sec.
I'm sure you are.
911, are you calling about the airplane incident?
Authorities say no one on board or on the ground was injured, despite large pieces of the airplane that barely missed homes below. And the plane returned safely to DIA. The police are asking people to leave any debris they find alone so that the National Transportation Safety Board can investigate. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. Some Colorado lawmakers are trying to take control of the effort to reintroduce gray wolves. Republicans have introduced bills to delay the process and only allow wolves in the five West Slope counties that said yes to bringing them back. Another bipartisan measure would let the state compensate ranchers whose livestock are killed by wolves. The Republican-led efforts are unlikely to succeed in the Democratic-controlled legislature. Meanwhile, the state wildlife board overseeing the process will talk about their next steps on Wednesday. An avalanche search dog has located the body of a snowmobiler who was killed by a massive slide near Ruby Mountain in northwest Colorado last week. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says a layer of snow broke 3 feet below the surface, creating a slide 400 feet high and 3/4 of a mile wide. The snowmobiler's death brings the total number of people killed in Colorado this avalanche season to 11. The center says the risk of avalanches across Colorado is high. Republicans in the state legislature have introduced several bills they say will improve election procedures. But CPR's Claire Cleveland reports Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says one is an attempt at voter suppression.
The most sweeping bill would effectively end Colorado's all-mail ballot system. Voters would have to request a mail ballot. Everyone else would have to vote in person, with early voting limited to 1 week before Election Day. Clerks would also stop counting ballots at midnight on Election Day, even if that meant throwing out legally cast votes. The bill only has one sponsor, Republican Senator Paul Lundeen. It's expected to be voted down in committee. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has been named a starter in the upcoming NBA All-Star Game. Jokic is the first Nuggets player to make the starting lineup since Carmelo Anthony in 2011. He'll also be only the third Nugget to play in three consecutive All-Star Games since 1977 when David Thompson did it. This year's All-Star Game is scheduled for March 7th in Atlanta. Colorado officials expect delayed shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine to arrive in the state no later than today. The shipments were held up by winter storms across the country. Kate McIntyre is deputy director of the state's vaccine task force.
We are doing our best to support providers who have questions or issues with keeping their appointments across the state, and we're actively working with the federal government, local healthcare providers, and vaccine providers to respond to any issues that are caused by these delays.
So far, officials say they're confident people who've been promised a vaccine will still get one. The state and its partners have so far distributed about 1.1 million doses of vaccine to Coloradans. As we approach the one-year anniversary of the COVID pandemic impacting Gunnison County, local health officials are accounting for more than 20,000 volunteer hours by county residents. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.